This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As so often happens each spring, widely varying outdoor conditions are making our outdoor activities a bit more challenging. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, just in the past week or so, we've had rain, we've had wind, we've had sunny weather. You name it, we've had a little bit of it, and that indeed does make outdoor activities a bit more challenging, particularly if you're a turkey hunter, in fact. The fifth segment of the Southern Zone turkey hunt began April 28th, and the fourth season of the Northern Zone hunt got underway on April 28th as well. As of Saturday, the regular South Zone season turkey harvest stood at 12,693 birds. This is down significantly from last year's same period total of 16,570. South Zone hunters experienced a disappointing opening week, and this trend continued throughout the season. The North Zone hunt has also been disappointing, with windy conditions and rainy weather prevailing much of the time. Now, season results as of Saturday indicate a somewhat lower harvest in most local counties. Somewhat, maybe in some counties, very much. Lying in the South Zone, Madison County hunters harvested 221 birds up to this Saturday, which is down from 291 a year ago. The Montgomery County harvest stood at 140, down some 72 birds from last year. Calhoun County hunters had bagged 111 wild turkeys. Jersey County hunters had taken 262 compared to 289 a year ago. And the Morgan County harvest stood at 133 compared to 225. That's a big difference. In Greene County, the harvest as of Saturday was 207 birds compared to 257 a year ago. In Sangamon County, the harvest stood at 60 compared to 101. And in Macoupin County, the harvest was 270 as of Saturday compared to 347 birds a year ago. The majority of gobblers harvested each year are by hunters are typically 2 to 3 years of age, and this is proving to be the case again this year with fewer young birds in the population. Experts feel that the groups of birds have broken up long ago, and the hens are now seeking out nesting sites or nesting already, and the gobblers should be found in their regular spring hangouts. As always, much of the hunting success depends upon the weather conditions, and that has been the challenge thus far. We've just seen too many widely varying conditions. Wind alone makes turkey hunting difficult, and you get wind and rain, and it becomes very difficult. And Illinois hunters are offered 5 separate segments, of which are seasons each year. Season dates remaining in the North Zone are April 28th through May 4th and May 5th through May 12th. Only one season remains open in the South Zone, and that's from April 28th to May 5th. Permits are issued for a particular season and indicate specific counties or hunting areas. Locally, only Madison County lies in the South Zone. Calhoun, Greene, Macoupin, Morgan, and Jersey all fall within the state's Northern Zone. The North Zone includes that portion of Illinois which is north of Crawford, Jasper, Effingham, Bond, and Madison counties. Illinois hunters are permitted to bag 1 male turkey or bearded hen per permit. The permits are issued for a specific county or public hunting area. So we still have, a week or so remaining in the season, and I'm sure we're going to see some decent weather here during this period, a few days anyway, and we'll still have some pretty good hunting. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages.
This is Jacqueline Johnson from the CEFS Montgomery County Food Pantry. Demand for assistance from those in need never goes away, no matter the current economic conditions. We help those in need with help from kind donations of our local businesses and area families. To make a donation of food or money, call the Montgomery County CEFS Food Pantry at 217-532-5971. This has been a public service message from Tally Broadcasting.
Okay, we're back, and as you might expect, muddy water conditions prevail at most local fishing holes. But that doesn't mean that the fishing is difficult. In fact, local lakes are yielding some very good crappie action right now. Largemouth bass fishing has also been good, and we're also seeing a vastly improved catfish bite. So conditions are good as far as catching fish, but the scenery is a little bit difficult with the muddy waters and high waters on the lakes right now. But don't think that the fishing is poor, because it is. isn't. And the same goes for our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs right now. At Carlisle Lake, in fact, fishing in the lake is very good for catfish. They're very active, and the water is on the rise, they're saying there. Crappie, too, rated very good in the main lake. They've come into the banks now, and anglers are finding these fish at varying depths, particularly because of the lake rising so rapidly. It's making things a bit of a challenge finding a set depth, but those fish are in, and they're into the shorelines, at least where the shorelines used to be. Keep that in mind. White bass action not yet turned on in the main lake, but is rated very good in the tailwaters. The bite is on in the river. Tube jigs, minnows, and curly-tailed jigs are working at Carlisle. And the catfish bite is also good in the tailwaters. Cut shad, night crawlers are primarily the baits of choice right now. They're also beginning to see some action with commercial baits like cheese baits right now. And some very good crappie action in the river as well. Tube jigs and minnows producing much of the better action. And as always happens each spring, the sauger bite has turned on. Anglers are fishing vertically with curly tail jigs tipped with a minnow or night crawler and finding very good success. Now at Lake Shelbyville, crappie is the word here. The unseasonable weather of the past few weeks, unseasonably warm weather that is, has surface temperatures ranging all the way up to 73 degrees at times. And this has brought a flood of crappie into the shorelines. And the males are all getting very dark, indicating that the spawn is very near. High winds and cooler weather, however, have dropped these temperatures sometimes to as low as 60 to 56 degrees, in fact, where males, but these males are committed and they're catching them in the shallow waters, particularly in the north end of the lake at about 5 to 8 feet deep. Try fishing with minnows or small jigs and just tight lining along the shoreline. Let the lure fall and fall back towards you, and you'll find these fish just about everywhere. The riprap along the shoreline is one of the better places. A variety of colors are working: black, chartreuse, yellow, and chartreuse. It seems like chartreuse needs to be in the color, and most people are not going very far from the boat ramps. These fish are turned on, and they're everywhere along the bank, so crappie fishing at Lake Shelbyville is very good. The bass bite, too, is exceptionally good, particularly in some of these flooded shallow water areas. Try using spinner baits. Buzz baits even are yielding a little action. Topwater lures, suspended type lures. Jig and pork combination is one of the really hot ones. So lots there. And the catfish bite, too, turning on at Lake Shelbyville. All types of live and commercial baits working here. Now, at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, the lake is high, as is most waters, but the spawn has turned on and the crappie are really going strong. The bite is considered excellent. You can fish a minnow in the buckbrush under a slip bobber about a foot off the bottom and find almost constant success. And the catfish bite is also great. They're moving into shallow water. If you're fishing from the shoreline, try the Waltonville and Bonnie Dams. These have been hot spots. Fish are also being caught near the Ina boat ramp as far as catfishing goes. Now, if you're fishing from a boat, trot lines and jugs outside the Ina and Bonnie areas are certain to catch channel cat. Place the jugs in the shallow water in the back of their necks and use the wind to your advantage to drift the jugs out towards the lake. Catch shad has been the favorite. However, a lot of baits are working. One of the most popular baits have been night crawlers as well as chicken liver and shad. And the bass are scattered about in the shallower bays near cover and actually set up in the brushes where people are catching some crappie. Some fish are being caught in anywhere from 1 to 3 feet of water on lipless crankbaits inside the newly flooded areas of the lake. Soft plastic and jigs fished around the isolated cover in the bays are working as well. In a couple of recent tournaments, the weights were typical of Wren Lake this time of year, 14 to 16 pounds on a five fish limit, and big bass are weighing over 6 pounds right now, so there's plenty of good fishing there. And the fish are on the move and getting ready to spawn. Look for the big push to the banks on the full moon this month, probably any time now. If the water temperature is right for spawning activity, you could try to find a place where you can actually fish to the water's edge. Don't be surprised. Now, we do have muddy water, but the fishing is terrific, as we said. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.